And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Well, anyway, here we go, starting a brand new week.
Well, wasn't this a beautiful day, though, huh?
Certainly was, and this time of the year...
I love this time of year. I think it's the very best, with nature coming to life again.
The dogwoods, nice. I like those trees very much.
Japanese cherry trees, and because they're almost gone by now, I think.
Sure. Well, look, it's... what is the date? May...
25th.
What?
April
25th. Yeah. Sure. See, we're taping these shows, you know, from over here in Seattle, and then I don't know where we'll go from here. I guess maybe down to L.A. and over to Beaumont, Texas, and
on through Kansas City, and of course to St. Louis.
Here, South Dakota, and then to going to do a thing from Cambridge, England.
What we're doing is lining up the...
New Hampshire.
Right, we're lining up the the schedule for the Bob and Ray gravy train, which will be taking off early this fall.
As soon as the final 13 are over.
And we hope to be on it. And we'll let you know, more or less, when it leaves, by way of our mailing list send-out thing. And if you're not on the mailing list, you still can get on it by writing.
So how can we do that?
We'll see... Just send us their name and address. Send it to Bob and Ray, care of CBS Radio, 485 Madison Avenue, New York.
Can't write as fast as you
can. Well, yes, CBS New York. And then we'll send you the newspaper whenever it comes out again. Already one issue has been in the mail.
I see.
And now, friends, once again, we have an offer. Another in the series of work-saving kits we thought you'd like to hear about.
Well, I lost my place.
That's too bad. Can you find it?
I got it. Yeah. And tonight, our household goods testing kit. A kit designed to make it practical at last for you to test everything you buy.
Now, anyone who goes out and spends his or her hard-earned money wants to be sure that they're getting the product that is all the manufacturer says it is.
Fortunately, up to now, it's been impossible for you to test these items in the same way the advertisers do it on television. But now, thanks to the household goods testing kit, you can conduct the same tests in the privacy and comfort of your own home.
Now, here's what you get in the kit. First of all, four full-grown African elephants, tame and lovable. These elephants will walk across your kitchen floor for six full days at one-half-hour intervals.
Then, after 6 days, if your linoleum doesn't come clean again with one swish of a damp mop, you know you've been had.
Next, you receive an outboard motor, which fastens conveniently onto the side of your bathtub, and here's all you have to do with that.
Now, once the outboard motor is fastened to the tub, fill the tub with water and attach your wristwatch and everybody else's to the rotary blades of the motor. Then turn it on and forget it.
Later, before dinner, go in and stop the motor. Reach down and retrieve your wristwatch and everybody else's from the rotary blade. If your watch says 12 noon, you'll know one of two things. You either forgot to wind it or you've been had.
Next, you get a dozen eggs, absolutely free, for the purpose of testing bandages.
In the morning, when you're cooking your breakfast and you want to transport an egg from the egg bin in the refrigerator over to the frying pan, don't carry it over. Stick the bandage on it and transport it that way.
If halfway to the frying pan the egg drops to the floor or in your coffee, you'll know again that you did not buy the real thing as advertised.
Also, we'll send along as part of the kit a billiard ball and a glass of water for testing paper napkins.
Here's what you do. Dunk your paper napkin in the glass of water, then get a friend to hold the wet paper napkin in a stretched out position.
Then, climbing up on a chair, hold the billiard ball directly over the paper napkin, but at ceiling level. Now let it go. If it falls through the paper napkin and hits your friend on the foot, go get your money back.
To get the Bob and Ray Household Goods Testing Kit, Millie, write to Gullible, Madison Avenue, New York.
And now for just a minute, I'd like to plug another network.
What? That doesn't sound like a very smart thing to do.
Well, the network I have in mind goes by the name of Radio Free Europe. Radio Free Europe has an enormous rating behind the Iron Curtain. It offers its listeners the truth, which is in pretty short supply where they live. Naturally, this outrages their communist leaders, and they go to great lengths to jam the broadcast. But the powerful transmitters of the RFE network keep pounding through the Iron Curtain anyway, loud and clear. The summit conference is coming up soon. If you'd like to help the people of satellite countries get the straight story on what goes on at the conference, send a truth dollar to Crusade for Freedom, care of your local postmaster.
Okay, Bob.
Man and the Test.
Hello, this is Dr. Sidney Pearson. I'm director of the Space Method Institute. Very difficult for me to say. Shortly, we may all be on the moon. But how will man be able to adapt to new and perhaps bewildering circumstances?
How are you going to get there if you can't even say it?
How high or low is man's threshold of frustration? Our test subject may give us that answer. Right now, he's standing in front of a Federal Airlines ticket window at the air terminal.
Miss, my name is Maynard Hemming, and I have a reservation on one of your flights to Los Angeles. Is this where I check in?
What's the flight number on your ticket?
I don't know. The ticket is stapled shut. I can't open it.
Well, let me check our passenger list. Here we are, Maynard Hemming. What's your first initial, sir?
M.
Right. You're on flight 14692, Mr. Maynard. What's that wire pasted to your temple for?
Well, my reactions are being recorded and sent back to the Space Methods Institute, miss.
Well, you'll have to weigh it on the baggage scale, Mr. Maynard. It'll have to be put through as luggage.
But the whole setup can't weigh more than an ounce, miss. If I'd held my hand over my temple, you never would have noticed it.
Flight 14692 to Los Angeles, scheduled to depart at 2:20 p.m., will now be leaving at 6:46 p.m. Thank you.
How come the delay, miss?
Well, some of our rolls didn't have enough caraway seeds in them. As soon as they're replaced, we'll be on our way.
I see. Well, thank you, miss. Now, about this wire on my temple...
Flight 14692 to Los Angeles, scheduled to depart at 6:46 p.m., will now be leaving at 9:12 p.m.
Well, what's wrong now, miss?
Well, I'll get on the phone and check with the passenger agent.
Good.
Johnny, what's the latest on 14692? Oh, really? Just one issue, then. Yes. All right, I'll see you later.
What's this delay all about, miss?
Well, the airport bookbinder forgot to cover an issue of Field and Stream. We put a call to him. He should be here shortly.
What gate does flight 14692 leave from?
That would be gate 62, sir, down that corridor. And if I were you, I'd start walking to the gate right now. It's only a bit more than 6 hours to takeoff time. You just about make it.
I see. And miss, are there any seats left up front?
Well, let me check on the seating arrangements. Sir, I'm afraid there aren't any seats open up front. How about a nice aisle seat toward the rear?
Well, miss, those aisle seats are a little too close to the hostess's elbows.
Well, sir, if you have a complaint, I have a lengthy card here which you can fill out at your own
time. No thanks.
Yes. Hi, Johnny. Good, I'll talk to you later. Well, you're in luck, Mr. Maynard.
Oh?
Two nice seats just opened up. The pilot and co-pilot have canceled out. And we won't be taking off for several days, but you'll enjoy your seat. Why, Mr. Maynard, the wire just popped off your temple.
I guess the blood rushing to my head dislodged it.
But this test wasn't a failure. Our easily frustrated subject was delighted to discover that he was very poor moon material.
You want to introduce our guest. Will you come over here, sir, and sit down?
We're very pleased, and I guess
right here is good.
Proud. Might even be a word, proud, yeah. Would be a better word. We have with us tonight a gentleman with a nasty cough, who may be with us from time to time, depending on how things work out. He's Professor Otis L. Witherspoon, and he's a doctor of languages.
Good evening, buenos dias, bonjour, mesdames et messieurs, doadnia, eklibidik.
Very good, doctor. The doctor has kindly consented to add our show to his already busy schedule and to come here from time to time to teach us Spanish. Is that true, doctor?
Yes, thank you, Ray.
Now, before we begin the lesson...
And then also up above there to add do svidaniya.
Thank you. Before we begin the lessons, doctor, let me warn you that you don't interrupt me again.
Yes.
It's a very important thing that you must remember. Let's see, could you fill us in on your background? Where were you educated?
Heidelberg, Oxford, Paris Conservatory, MIT, Princeton, Dartmouth, UCLA, Tulane, Texas A&M.
Well, quite obviously, you've had a well-rounded background. You didn't go to Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe.
No, I didn't.
All right. Now, let's see. Let's get on with the Spanish lesson, then.
Oh, thank you. First, the word cat. Now, the word cat is polygrammic. And it's a noun contentious with the sublimational vowels, auricularly pendant, and is at times delusive, Ray. For example...
Wait, it doesn't sound like a Sunday afternoon program, buddy.
This is a cat. Este es un cata. Cata este es, ¿verdad? El cata este es.
Well, now, which of those three are correct? You've given us three ways to say this is a cat.
Well, let's look at it another way. The equanimity of the felicitous is the subjunctive... when it is pecuniary. In the second instance, the noun reparates the narthex, which is the word is.
Well, maybe it's the sentence that seems to be giving me trouble. Could we try another one?
My pleasure. Why don't you pick one this time, Ray?
There are two men on the street. Let's try that.
There are two men in the street. Fuere estos hombres en la calle.
Well, that's simple enough.
Well, not really. This is only proper under circumstances. Now, you see, when the puissant, the commensurable conjunction precedes an aphorism, the subliminal sonant precedes the converse adverb. Therefore, you have quere es la cala dos hombres, or dos hombres es on la cala quere.
Are you going to let him start out to you,
Well, we don't know what he's talking about.
Anybody start out to me?
No, it's, sorry, he's not insulting me, Webley.
You're having trouble.
I don't think I'm the type to learn foreign languages, Professor.
Well, where do you seem to be having the trouble?
In your explanations, I guess I'm not cut out for this type of thing.
Well, on the contrary, I think you understand Spanish very well. Your trouble seems to lie in the fact that you don't speak English. You go learn English, and then I'll come back and teach you Spanish.
Well, I told you he was going to insult you sooner or later.
Where did you say you were educated, Doctor?
Heidelberg, Oxford, Paris Conservatory, MIT, Princeton, Dartmouth, UCLA, Tulane, and Texas A&M.
You left out Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe. Well, my pleasure, and adios, and auf Wiedersehen.
Very good. And that's about all the time we have for this one.
That's right.
The week gets underway, and we hope you'll be back here again tomorrow.
Goodbye quickly, huh?
Yes, it does.
That's right. We'll have another fun-packed quarter hour for you tomorrow. Meanwhile, we'll just remind you that we'll say toodaloo in just 10 seconds. Toodaloo. And now, until tomorrow, this is Ray Gould reminding you all to write and get worse.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Godfrey far, Godfrey near. For the answer, Godfrey here. Off the Godfrey time tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network.
Your dial's on 74 San Francisco, KCBS, AM-FM.
Pure coffee nectar, that's what's been missing. Missing in your instant coffee, new instant shakes and Sanborn has your coffee nectar. Oh, I love that look in your eyes.
Five.
find out what happens to the Blazin game here in the top of the seventh with the Giants trailing 5-1. Hello at first, Schmidt at third, and nobody down. Count of 2-2 on the Giants' second baseman. Mizell stretches. The pitch to Blazingame. Curveball knocked out in front of the plate. Mizell charges in fast, looks at third, then throws to first, and they just barely got him.
This is KSFO, your Giants baseball station in San Francisco. And I'm Jim Lang, the guy who gives you music and traffic reports every day from 3 to 5:45. 5:45.